For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. High levels of PFAS chemicals have contaminated a plastics recycling company in Henderson, Kentucky. Ryan Van Velzer, member station WFPL, obtained testing results through a records request that show the extent of the pollution at the site.
Shamrock Technologies is an industrial producer of micronized powders and waxes for things like printing inks and coatings.
Shamrock Technologies, a family-owned company built on curiosity, courage, and commitment.
That's a YouTube clip from Shamrock explaining the company history. They also make products using PFAS, that's P-F-A-S, a class of synthetic compounds known as forever chemicals because they don't break down in nature. They've been in everything from nonstick pans to firefighting foam to waterproof coatings and fast food wrappers. Shamrock recycles plastics to add them to their products.
In the late 70s, the company developed a process for recycling PTFE, a manufacturing breakthrough that lowered the cost of certain product lines while also lowering the carbon footprint of Shamrock's customers.
State records obtained by WFPL News through a records request show those plastics contain chemicals that have contaminated all three Shamrock facilities in Henderson, Kentucky. Behind me, you can hear the sounds of Shamrock Technologies, and I'm just feet away, where environmental consultants found high levels of PFAS pollution in a drainage ditch that flows into a creek, which ends up in the Ohio River. The firm, hired by Shamrock, found PFAS nearly everywhere they looked, in the soil, in the drainage areas, and in the groundwater, on and off-site, including the ditch that I'm standing next to. David Andrews is a scientist with the Environmental Working Group, which advocates for the regulation of PFAS compounds. He says the concentrations found at Shamrock are on par with some of the most contaminated sites around the country.
The high concentrations are consistent with what we've seen at some of the most contaminated Department of Defense sites.
The highest levels in the groundwater at Shamrock measured in the hundreds of millions per trillion particles. The EPA doesn't set limits for groundwater, but it does have one for drinking water, a lifetime exposure of no more than 70 particles of PFAS for every trillion particles. The two can't be directly compared, but the standard demonstrates how little needs to be ingested to potentially cause harm.
And that's when you're just considering health effects that, you know, based on the preponderance of evidence, this covers everything from cholesterol impacts on the immune system, development, as well as to be protective from cancer.
In other communities, the existence of so-called forever chemicals has led to billions spent on cleanup costs, litigation, and constant environmental monitoring. To date, state testing has not found PFAS levels higher than federal standards in Henderson's drinking water or at private wells near Shamrock facilities. But state officials are still trying to gauge the extent of the pollution off-site and have asked Shamrock to do more testing. The state says it's likely that the pollution in the creek came from Shamrock. Both the state and Shamrock denied interviews for this story. In a statement, Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet spokesperson John Mura said the cabinet, quote, will take whatever long-term regulatory steps are necessary to protect the integrity of the immediate environment and the health of nearby residents. Shamrock Manufacturing Director Michael Drusilla provided a statement saying the company self-reported its findings to the state and has worked closely with officials since then. Henderson City Manager Buzzy Newman says he's spoken with state and company officials, but no one explained to him the gravity of the chemicals' impacts on human health and the environment.
You know, it's a wait-and-see game, and to be honest with you, we're the small potato in the sack of potatoes, and probably just need to do a little more research.
Even without specific regulations for PFAS compounds, the state can force Shamrock Technologies to remove hazardous pollution and pay for the cleanup costs under the state's Superfund law. Though no violations have yet been issued, Shamrock is now working under an agreed order with the state to test and clean up the pollution. To date, they've made changes to remove some of the highest levels of pollution found on site. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.